Support for NPR and the following message come from FX's The Veil, an international spy thriller starring Elizabeth Moss. One woman has a secret, and the other has a mission to reveal it before thousands of lives are lost. Now streaming only on Hulu.
Live from NPR News, I'm Dale Willman. It was a black tie night for journalists and politicians in Washington, D.C. tonight, where they took part in the annual White House Correspondents' Dinner. President Joe Biden poked fun at claims that he's too old to be president, using the complaint as an opportunity to take a shot at his presumed Republican opponent, Donald Trump.
Of course, the 2024 election is in full swing. And yes, age is an issue. I'm a grown man. Running against a six-year-old.
Attendees were met by demonstrators outside the event who were protesting Biden's handling of the Mideast war and media coverage of the fighting. Students protesting in solidarity with Gaza have spread to campuses across the U.S. Many protesters are also demanding that universities disclose financial ties to Israel and divest from companies doing work there. NPR's Jasmine Garst reports.
The protests have moved into schools not historically associated with activism, like the University of Southern California. Several schools have come under fire for allowing police to come onto campus. Over 100 protesters were arrested at Columbia University last week. The University of Texas in Austin and the University of Southern California also saw student activists arrested. At Emory in Georgia, the student newspaper reported that the Atlanta police deployed tear gas into the crowd of protesters. With graduation nearing, many universities are changing plans. The University of Southern California has canceled its main ceremony. Columbia says it's negotiating with student protesters to have the campus cleared by May 15th for graduation. Jasmine Garst, NPR News, New York.
Humanitarian groups in Gaza's southernmost city of Rafah are making contingency plans in case of an Israeli offensive there. Israel says the military action is needed in order to eliminate Hamas. NPR's Becky Sullivan has more.
The UN agency that aids Palestinians has no plans to evacuate from Gaza, says Scott Anderson, the deputy director of operations there. But an offensive could force them to move elsewhere in Gaza, he says. They're working to stockpile aid and pre-positioned supplies outside of Rafah. A huge concern, he says, is what will happen if the million or more displaced Palestinians in Rafah will have to evacuate.
It would be utter chaos if they told everybody in Rafah, leave now. They're trying to move a million people all at once.
Another concern is the truckloads of precious humanitarian aid that arrive each day across the borders in southern Gaza. If combat nearby forces crossings to shut down, even temporarily, aid groups say the result could be catastrophic. Becky Sullivan, NPR News, Tel Aviv.
Local media in Oklahoma are reporting that several tornadoes have touched down in that state overnight. As many as 40,000 people are without power right now, and homes have been damaged in some areas. But so far, there are no reports of deaths there. A tornado warning, meanwhile, is still underway in areas near Oklahoma City. You're listening to NPR News. Harvey Weinstein is in a New York City hospital this weekend. The one-time movie mogul has had his 2020 rape conviction nullified this week by an appeals court. The 72-year-old was sent to a New York jail before he was taken to the hospital. He's been dealing with a variety of issues, including diabetes, sleep apnea, and cardiac issues. A usually profitable genre of films is seeing a slump at the box office this year. NPR's Netta Ulaby reports that horror movies have yet to attract huge audiences in 2024.
This is strange, and for Hollywood, it's scary. At this time last year, the biggest hits in theaters included Megan, about a homicidal artificial doll, and Cocaine Bear, best summed up by its title. Horror films are famously cheap to make, and they reliably pull in fans. A horror movie's success can help studios bankroll other movies. This year's horror movies so far include Abigail, Night Swim, and Immaculate. None have lost money, but for a big crossover hit, theaters may have to wait until the summertime crop of creepy movies. Netta Ulaby, NPR News.
In NBA playoff action Saturday, the Boston Celtics thrashed the Miami Heat 104-84 to take a 2-1 lead in their first-round series. The Oklahoma City Thunder, meanwhile, beat the New Orleans Pelicans 106-85 to take a 3-0 lead in their series. And the Orlando Magic held the Cleveland Cavaliers scoreless for almost 7 minutes in the second half for a 112-89 victory. That series is now tied at 2 games apiece. I'm Dale Willman, NPR News.
This message comes from NPR sponsor Vuori, a new perspective on performance apparel. Clothing designed with premium fabrics, built to move in, styled for life. For 20% off your first purchase, go to Vuori.com/NPR.